This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today we're taking a trip to the tail end of my favorite decade, the 70s. That's right, we're traveling in time, four decades into the past, to the glorious year that was 1979. Things are getting epic today as we explore the apex of Brazilian music, the percolating soundscapes of progressive salsa, and of course the majestic textures of prime Argentinian rock. 1979 worldwide marked a collision of movements, disco, punk, prog rock. Everything was just blossoming and exploding at the time. What a great year, right, hermano Josh?
Yes, Ernesto. You know, you always make me feel ashamed when I say, hey, I was only 4 years old, I was sitting in a car seat. But it's been fun because it's forced me to do some research too and find some new music, new for me, I should say, that I really dig from this era. And one of those tracks is by Cándido, the Cuban percussionist, who had a very lengthy career. But, you know, again, we're talking 1979 at this point in his career. And I think this next song reflects very much the disco that was happening at its time, and there was that subgenre that was wildly popular called Latin disco. So let's take a listen to Cándido, and this song is called Jingo.
We'll be right back. você me dá água na boca, vestindo fantasias, tirando a roupa molhada de suor, de tanto a gente se beijar, de tanto imaginar. A gente faz amor por telepatia, no chão, no mar, na lua, na melodia. Mania de você, de tanto a gente se beijar, de tanto imaginar.
This is the Latin Alternative, today traveling in time 40 years ago, 1979. And it was a time, Josh, when the Brazilian music industry was in a state of extraordinary health. I mean, records were selling millions of copies, and artists like Gal Costa and Chico Buarque and Caetano Veloso were just releasing their best albums. The 70s it's absolutely epic for Brazilian music. Now, one such artist was Rita Lee. And in fact, at the time in 1979, Rita Lee was beginning to sort of tame her sound. She was transitioning from being a rebellious rocker with experimental tendencies to a softer sound that was still high quality with excellent arrangements, but a little more melodic, a little more friendly to the ear. And it really worked out well for her. So we just heard Mania de Você. This is one of Rita Lee's greatest hits ever from a self-titled album, Rita Lee, that is actually perfect from beginning to end. So the late 70s, once again, I would say there's maturity, there's sort of like a peak that I notice in everything, including the music of Carlos Santana, who had actually blossomed. He came of age during the 70s. And by the end of the decade, right, he was doing stuff that was a little smoother and a little more abstract, wouldn't you say?
Yes, Ernesto. You know, it's funny, just a few weeks ago, we taped the 1969 episode, and I believe we were talking about like the very first Santana recording. So here we are now, a decade later in 1979. He's mellowed out a bit, you could say. It's still a little bit trippy, psychedelic, but I like this song a lot, Aquamarine, and it's off his album Marathon. Definitely a more mellow side of Santana that maybe a lot of our listeners are less familiar with.
Thank you.
This is the Latin Alternative. ¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Tintineo de copas, chocar de besos, humo de cigarrillos en el salón. Con whisky o ron, yo que me desvelo por tu cariño, tú que me desprecias, ay, sin compasión. Andas como una loca por las cantinas, brindando a todo el mundo tu corazón.
Wow, well, if you wanted to dance salsa, I would say that 1979 was a perfect year for you. We just heard El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico with Así Son. That's the way they are. And he's referring to así son las mujeres. That's the way women are, of course. Aquí no se sienta nadie was the title of the album de La Gran Combo released in 1979. Nobody can sit down here, and they were right, because this is, I would say 1979 marks for La Gran Combo sort of the beginning of the absolute apex. It was in the first half of the 80s that they released their biggest albums with their greatest hits. And in a way, this tendency begins with Aquí no se sienta nadie, which was an LP that also included another major hit for La Gran Combo, Brujería. Maybe we can listen to that one in another show. And of course, tropical music, always powerful at the time, right? Including with a very interesting character who's still with us, a very fascinating musician of Afro-Filipino origin, right, Josh?
Yes, Ernesto. I believe you're talking about Joe Batan, mm-hmm. an artist who really made his mark making kind of funky Latin soul and some of it very hard-hitting. And yet, here we are in 1979, and you could call Joe Batan a pioneer of hip-hop, and I'm not kidding. I mean, hip-hop started in New York, and I think a lot of people always think of Sugar Hill Gang or Grandmaster Flash. But in 1979, here you've got Joe Batan, and I'm not going to lie, the song's a little bit of a novelty, but Joe Batan did this song, Rappo Clap, which, you know, it's hard to argue that this isn't one of the first hip-hop songs, period, that had a commercial release. So, going back in our hip-hop time machine to 1979, this is Joe Batan, Rappo Clap.
Everybody come on, clap your hands. You can ring my
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
Familia, los entierros de mi gente pobre son un verdadero espectáculo. Sentimiento, tú. En los entierros de mi pobre gente pobre, las flores son de papel, las lágrimas son de metal. No es como en otros funerales de la vida, en donde el llanto es mentira y hay mucha flor natural. ¿Qué más perfume que la lágrima sentida que identifica el sufrimiento de la gente? Porque las flores ya mañana se marchitan y el cementerio es un olvido indiferente. Mi gente pobre siempre vuelve al campo santo, sembrando una flor de llanto con amor y voluntad. Las amapolas del cariño verdadero son el mayor homenaje de mi gente de arrabal.
Wow, Cheo Feliciano. This is one of my favorite singers ever, regardless of genre, Josh. We just heard Los Entierros by Cheo Feliciano from his album Estampas, released in 1979. And this is really interesting, I think, that many of these tropical artists in the Afro-Caribbean genre, sort of they began their careers, I don't know, maybe in the 60s, and then they started recording an album a year in the 70s. And by the late 70s, they were reaching some sort of creative peak and maturity. They were ready to experiment with lush orchestrations and unusual touches of other genres. And I was privileged enough to talk to Cheo Feliciano, to interview him a couple of times before he passed away. We talked about many things. And when I asked him which one was his favorite album of all, he recorded, I would say, over 50 records, including with Joe Cuba in the 60s. And Cheo very quickly told me that Estampas, this one record, it's sort of like a symphonic salsa LP, that it was his absolute favorite of all. And the opening track of Estampas was Los Entierros, about the burials of humble people in Puerto Rico that we just heard.
And if you like what you've been hearing here on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook. We're at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative in either Spotify or iTunes, or by going to thelatinalternative.com. In keeping with the spirit of 1979, 40 years back, we are going to take a listen to another one of these groups, Ernesto, that I think is very much of its time. The Latin disco craze was at its height, and you had a group of session musicians that was put together in New York called the Sol Soul Orchestra. Sol Soul being short for salsa and soul music. And I dig this track, Zambezi, a little bit of Afrobeat thrown in with that Latin disco. And again, this is going back to 1979, the Sol Soul Orchestra, Zambezi, off the album Street Sense.
Thank you.
This is the Latin Alternative. It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Aquí estoy ahora esperando a nadie, esperando a nada. Y una Coca-Cola tan roja y helada. Y en el aire suenan miles de palabras, pero destruiría todas las palabras. Te sumergiría y te ahogaría, y en una mirada me comprenderías. Son tonterías. Y aquí estoy ahora en el VIP de princesa. Y en aquella mesa hay varias duquesas. Una rubia inglesa come su hamburguesa. En la barra un tío toma su cerveza. La música negra por los altavoces. Y los camareros que tú ya conoces. Y escribo y describo lo que voy mirando. Beatles ya viejos, mirando a la gente. Mil flores de plástico, un disco fantástico. Drácula que mira, aquí con Conira. Y el Che Guevara, gira que te gira. Gira que te gira, gira que te gira. Y por la ventana sin ningún niño, solo una escultura de duro aluminio. Árabes, franceses, tíos que parecen hippies o burgueses y un mundo borracho. ¿Qué va haciendo veces? ¿Qué va haciendo veces? ¿Qué va haciendo veces? ¿Qué va haciendo veces? Y una Coca-Cola tan roja y helada. Y en el aire suenan miles de palabras, pero destruiría todas las palabras. Te sumergiría y te ahogaría, y en una mirada me comprendería. Oh, oh, son tonterías.
This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted to songs that were released 40 years back in 1979. And it's so satisfying, Josh, to be able to sort of coincidentally include in an episode your favorite Argentinian song of all time. We just heard Nocturno de Princesa by pioneering Argentine rock artist Moris. This is actually, Josh, without any doubt, my favorite Argentinian song of all time. I just love it. I think the melody is really wistful and nostalgic, but the lyrics are beautiful, sort of an impressionistic collection of ideas and memories. It's interesting to note that we've played, you know, Moris has a son who's also a rock and roll artist, a singer-songwriter, Antonio Viravent, and we've played his version of his father's tune, Nocturno de Princesa, which has more of an electronic soundscape vibe to it. We've played it before. This was the original, though. This was Nocturno de Princesa by Moris. And earlier, Josh, we played Cho Feliciano's track from Estampas, and I was talking about how sort of salsa evolved and became progressive salsa. And I think that's also the case in 1979 for the artist that we're going to listen to next, right?
Yes, Ernesto. You know, both of you and I are huge fans of Ray Barreto, and I thought it was kind of funny that I chose this track, and then you were scratching your head saying, hey, did I put this song in the playlist? Because I was going to do that, too. I think both of us gravitated immediately to the same song featured on the 1979 Ray Barreto album Reconstruction. I'm talking about the song Al Ver Sus Campos, and I really dig it a lot. You know, Ray for me is one of my heroes just as a percussionist. He's very progressive, you know, tropical musician, always open to other genres like funk and soul, godfather of boogaloo in many ways. But, you know, here we are getting further into his career, and I wanted to spotlight the sounds he was making at that time. So putting on our time machine and traveling back to 1979, this is Ray Barreto, Al Ver Sus Campos.
Fue una leyenda que existió bajo el ardiente sol puertorriqueño. Un alma libre y una voz de rebelión en la llanura. Fue un jíbaro que perdió por el sur dale en su tierra y al ver sus campos lloró porque no encontró clemencia. Frente en alto, se acercó su llanto y se fue a luchar.
Al ver sus campos lloró con mi marido herido. Al ver sus campos lloró con mi marido herido.
Porque su tierra no cultivaba como él hubiera querido.
Puerto Rico.
de manhã. Vem o sol, mas os pingos da chuva que ontem caiu ainda estão a brilhar, ainda estão a dançar. Ao vento alegre que me traz essa canção. É de manhã, vem o sol, mas os pingos da chuva que ontem caiu ainda estão a brilhar, ainda estão a dançar. Ao vento alegre que me traz essa canção, quero que você me dê a mão. Vamos sair por aí sem pensar no que foi, que sonhei, que chorei, que sofri, pois a nossa manhã já me fez esquecer. Me dê a mão, vamos sair pra ver o sol. Os pingos da chuva que ontem caiu ainda estão a brilhar, ainda estão a dançar. Ao vento alegre que me traz essa canção, quero que você me dê a mão. Vamos sair sem pensar no que foi, que sonhei, que chorei, que sofri, pois a nossa manhã já me fez esquecer. Me dê a mão, vamos sair pra ver o sol.
This is the Latin Alternative, now wrapping up an episode devoted to the year of 1979. So many great records appear that year in Brazil. It was actually difficult, Josh, but we had to include Gal Costa. Maybe definitely one of my favorite female singers from Brazil ever. Just her voice, absolutely luminous, and it keeps changing throughout the decades. 70s is my favorite Gal Costa decade. She released in 1979 a record called Gal Tropical, and she included this cover that I think is absolutely stunning. Estrada do Sol. This is an old sort of pre-bossa nova song by Antonio Carlos Jobim and Dolores Duran, the singer. They wrote it together, Estrada do Sol. I've heard many versions of the song, and what I love about Gal Costa's for Gal Tropical, it has sort of like a progressive tendency. It has a bit of a, like an echoes of a rockish vibe. It's not a bossa nova anymore. It's more like a song, like a singer-songwriter song. And that's why I decided to include it, because also she absolutely shines interpreting this old nugget of Brazilian music.
And if you like what you've been hearing today on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook at The Latin Alternative and on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by going to thelatinalternative.com or look for The Latin Alternative in either Spotify or iTunes. Ernesto, what are we going to wrap things up with today?
Well, Josh, how would you like to hear a very moody cinematic masterpiece by one of the biggest supergroups ever to emerge from Argentina?
I would love that, Ernesto. You know that I have quite a bit of rockero argentino in me.
But we're going to listen to Serú Girán, and this is the quartet, the supergroup formed by, among others, Charlie García and Pedro Aznar. They released a classic LP in 1979 called La Grasa de las Capitales, sort of combining their weakness for prog rock with a lot of satire and healthy sense of humor. And I picked a very, like I said, this is moody, this is a very atmospheric track by Serú Girán. I was never quite a big fan of Serú Girán until recently, and I think you're gonna love this track. This is Viernes 3 AM. Thank you for joining us. Hasta la próxima.
Adios.
La fiebre de un sábado azul y un domingo sin tristezas. Esquivas a tu corazón y destrozas tu cabeza, y en tu voz solo un pálido adiós. Y el reloj en tu puño marcó las tres. El sueño de un sol y de un mar y una vida peligrosa, cambiando lo amargo por miel y la gris ciudad por rosas, te hace bien. Tanto como hace mal, te hace odiar. Tanto como querer. Música y de ideas, cambiaste de sexo y de Dios, de color y de frontera, pero en sí nada más cambiará. Que caen siempre igual, los que no pueden más.
I'm Josh Norick for the Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.